The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. So hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in. And for today's Happy Hour, I wanted to give the guided meditation inspired from a few quotes on happiness. I wanted to share a few quotes on happiness. I thought that would be fun to do that tonight. Given that this is Happy Hour, so let's talk about happiness. So here are a few quotes that I wanted to share with you. The first one is from Mother Teresa. And she says, "There is no key to happiness. The door is always open." I love this one. There is no key to happiness. You know how people say the key to happiness is blah, 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 blah. There is no key to happiness. The door is always open. I love that. I love that. Which is kind of synonymous with what something that we've worked with and I've shared before, the title of this book, Happiness is a Choice You Make. It's just a matter of choice. It's always available. It's always here. And so that's one quote. Let's keep that one in mind. I love that one. Here's another one. Here's this one is from the Dalai Lama. "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." I like that too. It's not something that is made, but it just comes from your actions. And I think to that, I also add, because in Buddhism, actions are not just physical actions, but actions of speech and mind. And decisions are actions of the mind. So these two quotes are related. This one is from Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher. And there's a lot of similarity, by the way, between Stoicism and Buddhism. This is a great one, actually. "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." I'll read it one more time. "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." And we've seen echoes of that in the other quotes and also in what we've practiced. Oh, this one I like too. This is a good one. This one is from Chinmayananda Saraswati. And they say, "Don't put the key to your happiness in someone else's pocket." This is a good one. Don't put the key to your happiness in someone else's pocket. I'll give you, maybe I'll share one more. These are so good. I was having so much fun. I couldn't choose which one to just choose one. So I think I'll just, you know, as my little intro, I'll share these different ones and let you maybe for yourself see which one you relate to the most. This one is from Milton Erickson. And they say, "Life will bring you pain all by itself. Your responsibility is to create joy." Life will bring you pain all by itself. Your responsibility is to create joy. Okay, one last one. All right, here's the last one. Okay, really, really last one. This is from Friedrich Koenig. And the quote is, "We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have." One more time. "We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have." Okay. So I could continue, but I think that's enough to set the stage for tonight's practice together, guided meditation. I'll bring some of these themes in, and yeah, let's begin together. Let's begin. So I'd like to invite you all to get into your meditation posture, whether it's lying down, it's sitting, whatever it might be. Inviting yourself to land in your body. Greeting this body, this moment. Whatever is present. If heartache is present, welcoming that, embracing that. If sadness, if challenges in the body, pain, it's all okay. We don't have to push anything away for happiness to be here. It can contain everything. So embracing whatever is here. And releasing the body. Releasing the body, the tightness, the holding, the tension. The forehead, starting with the forehead. Softening this part of the body, the forehead, usually signaling how much tension, tightness there is in the rest of the body. Softening the jaw. Inviting your teeth to relax. This is almost like a koan. Say, what? How do I make that happen? It's an invitation to make your face relax. Inviting your ears to relax. The muscles behind your face. No need to hold up any mask. As if you're attending a loving kindness spa and your face is getting an internal massage. Lovingly relax to your muscles. Relax. It's okay. Every breath massaging the muscles of the face. Hanging out here for a moment. No rush, not rushing anywhere. inviting the breath to massage your neck and shoulders. Inviting the breath to give a metta massage to your heart center. Holding, making space for whatever is present, especially if there's tenderness, if you've had a challenging day or days. Inviting the abdomen, the back to release. Feel calmed, cooled, or warmed, whatever the need is, by the breath. Comforted, comforted. Your sit bones landing on the seat, released, releasing the tension, your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs and feet. Letting the breath move throughout the whole body, calming, soothing, like a lullaby. If there is pain in your heart, or any challenges in the body, in the mind, let them be held kindly, as if there is this loving presence, loving embrace, holding you, holding whatever's challenging. With care, with warmth. You don't have to be any other way, any different than you. Than how you're showing up right now. Knowing that, trusting that for every being there are 10,000 sorrows. This being human is tough. And there are 10,000 joys. Letting the challenges, the sorrow, be held with kindness, with compassion. And knowing that the capacity of our heart is expansive. We can hold joy, our good fortune can turn to it. At any moment. Not putting the key to our happiness in someone else's pocket. Or even in our own pocket. So, no key needed. No key needed. As Mother Teresa said, there is no key to happiness. The door is always open. Not in getting what we want, which is endless. The list of what we want is endless. The mind will always come up with something else to want. Of course it does. It's the nature of samsara, wanting this, wanting that. Not a sin to want, not a problem. Just it's not, doesn't bring happiness. But to appreciate what there is already, this amazing life, being alive, having agency, being able to think. Being able to touch other people's lives. So many gifts. To be alive, to have this precious human life. I'll read another quote from the Dalai Lama. Let it drop into your body, into your heart. See what might bubble up. Every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I am going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I'll read the quote one more time. Not to think about it, let it shower your heart. Feeling the energy of this quote in your heart, in your body. Maybe something rings true for you, comes alive. Here we go. Every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I am going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. Let us sit with the reverberation of these words in our bodies, in our heart, not thinking, just breathing or being breathed. See what else might bubble up. Profound time for reflection and silence externally and maybe even internally. And whatever arises, whatever percolates, can we have kindness, acceptance towards whatever arises. Even if it's a crowd of sorrows, can we be kind to whatever arises? Meet it with a smile. A generous smile. With a security blanket. Safety blanket. And also knowing that every moment we can turn, we can know that our heart is so expansive. It can contain challenges, can contain joy, aspiration, can contain happiness, knowing the blessings of our precious human birth and all the opportunities we have been given. All the gifts we have. Every day, think as you wake up. Today, I'm fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I'm going to use all my energies to develop myself. To expand my heart to others. To achieve enlightenment. For the benefit of all beings. as we approach the end of this practice period, knowing in your heart that you are cultivating yourself, that you're using your energies to extend your heart to others, to yourself, to others through metta. That you are walking this path towards awakening. And knowing this, not evaluating your progress every moment, every 5 minutes, but knowing that you are practicing. This, in and of itself, is a cause for happiness. Knowing this brings up happiness in the heart. Let us together gift with generosity another act of cultivation. Generously give, generously offer our goodness, our actions of mind, speech, and intention. Decision to create joy, happiness, to extend our heart. Offer this goodness to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have some time for any reflections you'd like to share, anything that came up, any questions, any complaints, everything is welcome. As we weaved through a few themes, the quotes on happiness and joy, that it's about turning our minds to it, and also the inspiring invitation from the Dalai Lama. Any reflections that came up for you? Anything that shifted or moved? And or anything that didn't work, it's all okay. Sharing your reflections for the benefit of others. Fred, I see your hand, or trying to raise your hand. I see it's a clap, but I think you're trying to raise your hand.
I was trying. Thank you.
Sure.
So I just like to say what I experienced and see what you say. So I was feeling a little agitation, some sorrow. And I was trying to then open my heart simultaneously so that all these things would exist together. Not like a mental process, where you can't really think of three disparate things simultaneously. It seems that emotionally or psychologically, you can, I think. And I wasn't trying to have a battle royale between them, but just let them coexist, because they were going to anyway. Though maybe the sadness and agitation would be there without my bidding, and I needed to to open up to the heart being more more welcoming and more loving. So that's my experience. And what do you think?
Love it. Love it, Fred. I love how you're talking about these disparate, perhaps, or different emotion states coexisting. Their sense of sadness, agitation, and then opening your heart, letting them coexist in a way. Like it's that's what I'm hearing. There's this coexistence of, and I think that's what I was actually inviting you to do tonight, which is allow the heartache or challenge to be there, and for there to be a soothing, comforting, a welcoming of it, and to know that maybe there could be a little bit of joy, happiness, acknowledging that, oh yeah, there are gifts here, as well as aspiration. So it's like a big soup. It's like that's our human condition, right? All of these things present at the same time. So that was the crux of my invitation. And what I'm hearing is that actually, yeah, you were working with that. Like, yeah, it's not like I'm pitting them against. It's not like the comforting is supposed to make them go away. It's like, yeah, it's all present. That's what I'm hearing was happening for you. And that's lovely.
I don't have a sense of it being a success. You know, it's just all things are present.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking off and on, sometimes during happy hour, of the ending of a novel that I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember, but it was written by Anthony Mara. And it involves really terrible things that happened in the Chechen War. And at the very end, there are a couple of survivors who are maintaining a hospital in the midst of immense suffering. And they do this with a kind of, they do it with duty and determination and occasionally joy against all odds of things turning out well. But a young girl escapes and they know that she's alive and that she will go on to do good things in the world. She's their heart, who is their missionary out in the world. It's almost worth the pain of reading this book to reach the last pages of it. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks for sharing that. And also what you were sharing about the book, there's a sense of, yes, even in the midst of so much challenge, there was a sense of joy that you were talking about this book. And also referring back or connecting that to what you were saying, it doesn't feel like a sense of success or like, oh yeah, I've managed. And yet that is what the quote unquote success here is. It's allowing all of this to be. It's the recognition. That's it. It's the recognition that all of this can be, that the sadness, the challenge can be there with the comforting, the soothing, the metta, and with the aspiration and with the joy, that all of these can be present together. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And actually, that is amazing. I wonder if you feel like is there more to this? Well, maybe there is more to it. Maybe there isn't. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is exactly it. I don't know if there's more you want to comment or if it feels complete for you. But yet this is it. This is exactly it. It's the full catastrophe of being human. And can we embrace the beauty of the full catastrophe, as you beautifully just talked about?
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Yeah. Lovely. And one reflection. One reflection coming privately, and it is, I have been feeling jealous and being left out for the past week. I tried to be mindful of it, but it feels a bit overwhelming. I was wondering if you have any suggestions on how to be with it. Yeah, yeah. I think being mindful of it, it's the person who wrote the reflection, you know, when jealousy or envy arises, feeling left out, I think what can be even more helpful than just being mindful of it. Mindful of it is like, okay, I know you're there. But I would actually recommend being with it with compassion, really holding it with compassion, because there's a lot of pain when one is feeling left out, one's feeling envious. Just there's so much pain. So holding that pain with a lot of compassion instead of blaming oneself, like, oh, you shouldn't be jealous. You should rise above this. Well, in this moment, sweetheart, it's okay. It's hurting for whatever cause and conditions in the past, childhood, this, that, the world, zeitgeist. Yeah, this is what's here right now. So that's what I would invite the person who wrote that and others who might be going through this to really turn towards it with compassion. Just hold, give it a lot of space, hold it with compassion, and see what's underneath it. What's underneath the feeling jealous, feeling left out? And as you hold it with compassion and care, maybe there is a sense of generosity that arises from that, generosity towards yourself, generosity towards others, when it is cared for, when it is really held completely. I hope that makes sense. If you give the hurt attention and really hold it with compassion, and some generosity from the hurt can arise. You're welcome. On reflection on YouTube, touch the nerve, the guided meditation I think they're referring to. So many tears and so much love and comfort. Thank you. Ah, thank you for sharing that. Lovely. So, dear friends, let's turn, as the Dalai Lama talks about, to expand my heart to others. Let's expand our heart to others in small groups. So I'll create the breakout rooms and see if you can extend your heart to others in any way that is accessible. Extend your heart to yourself, not pushing, not trying too hard, but just extending your heart. What is it like to show up with an extended heart that holds suffering and joy and aspiration and jealousy and all, just holds the full catastrophe of being human for yourself and for others? And again, speaking just from your own experience, not managing others or managing the group, just offering what you like. Also, you can just offer your silence when your turn comes. Say pass. Offer one sentence or your one nugget of thought. The next person will come back to you. So you'll go through it a few times. So the rooms are created, and actually, hold on. There we go. The rooms are created. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. We're all back and we are at time. So I'm thinking let's respect the time. I will stay a couple of minutes extra on Zoom if there are any reflections, questions you'd like to share. But let's bring this session to a close. I hope you had a nice time connecting with each other. Thank you all for showing up, for practicing, for cultivating your heart, extending your heart to others. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone.